Hawaii's 48 public high schools have been redesigned to provide students with pathways to college, work, and careers. Farrington High School has 5 academies for creative arts and technology, business, culinary and teaching, health, and engineering. Al Carganilla, who graduated from Farrington, is now the school principal.
All our 9th to 12th are in an academy. We have collaborated with our middle schools, and now they choose their academies in the 8th grade.
Early college and advanced placement courses are embedded in the academies. Most programs have a school vice principal leading each academy and a community business advisory board that guides the program. Paul Yokota, president of FCH Enterprises, parent company of Zippies, says the program offers real-life experiences.
Every year, we have about a dozen schools that send students to us, and they work for us for a couple months as interns, paid interns, by the way, and they work between 18 to 24 hours a week, depending on what their school schedules are. They learn how to handle their first paycheck, how to start a savings account, how to show up on time and in uniform, how to work with managers and peers.
The academies focus on the 3 R's, relevance, relationships, and rigor. Waiakea High School principal Kelsey Koga says the program is not designed as a pipeline to college because the social and extracurricular activities in high school are important.
I talk a lot about college right here on our campus, but it's mostly career readiness. The soft skills, the getting along with everybody else, not looking at your phone while you're working when somebody's in front of you. All of those important social aspects of working somewhere should be of most importance, and that's what we expect for our kids.
The community and business partners also provide feedback to educators on the level of a graduate's work readiness. Hawaii Pacific University President John Gotanda says employer surveys potentially point the way forward.
The Chronicle of Higher Education came out with a survey of employers and what's the one skill that their new sort of employees are really missing, and that's resilience. You know, we have to teach them today to be able to fail and then to pick themselves up and figure out how then to move forward. That's an important skill, and I think collectively that's something that we all need to focus on.
For HPR News, I'm Wayne Yoshioka.